This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's college leaders are asking the legislature for more money than Governor Polis has proposed for higher learning. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Governor Jared Polis wants to boost higher education budgets by $43 million. 15 college leaders signed a letter asking for four times that amount. Meantime, other college presidents want some money allocated to regional universities like Western Colorado University. They say regional colleges are big economic drivers, training teachers, healthcare workers, and entrepreneurs. Western, Adams State, and Fort Lewis have each asked for an extra $3 million out of what the governor allocated. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver City Council voted 7-6 yesterday in favor of a bill banning encampment sweeps during freezing temperatures. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more.
The bill is a win for activists and council members who have been pushing to stop freezing sweeps for years. Here's organizer Therese Howard.
The effect of continuing these freezing sweeps is not going to be good. We're going to lose more lives, we're going to lose more limbs, and folks are going to lose heart.
Opponents of the bill want to leave sweeps in the hands of city public health staff. Mayor Mike Johnston has opposed the legislation and could veto it. A spokesperson for Johnston says he would make a decision in the next few days. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
An Amtrak derailed in Keensburg late Monday evening. Amtrak said the train, which was traveling along the California Zephyr route towards Chicago, decoupled after hitting a truck on the tracks. The train remained upright and there were no serious injuries reported among the 69 passengers on board. In addition to the train that derailed, a Zephyr train headed in the opposite direction ended its route in Nebraska, so work crews could address the situation in Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC. And coming up next, it's a special episode of Colorado in Depth. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters goes on trial in February. So, how is this going to affect this year's presidential election?